She practically ran to class, worried that she was most certainly late. But nothing had started without her when she got there. She took an aisle seat, four rows back, left of center. A few students trickled in through the doors at the back of the room, but for the most part, the class was there, ready. She looked at her watch. 10:05. The clock on the wall agreed. This was most unusual. She kept herself busy. She looked over the syllabus and skimmed her notes from last class. She made a to-do list for the rest of the day. Lab, seminar, run, study for final. Time, 10:10. She tapped her pen to the tune of My Sharona. The students stirred, becoming restless. They checked notebooks and the clock on the wall. They flipped through textbooks and shut them. They booted up laptops and clicked and typed. They finished their coffees. They crinkled wrappers belonging to candy bars and chips and various other snacks and ate them. They chewed pen caps and fingernails. They twisted their torsos to search the back of the room. They leaned to consult friends in other rows. They raised eyebrows and shrugged shoulders. They whispered and giggled. "Maybe it's a guest lecturer," said a girl who sat a couple of rows behind Alice. Alice unfolded her motivation and emotion syllabus again. Tuesday, May 4th. Stress, helplessness, and control. Chapters 12 and 14. Nothing about a guest lecturer. The energy in the room converted from expectant to awkward dissonance. They were like corn kernels on a hot stove. Once that first one popped, the rest would follow, but no one knew which one would be first or when. The formal rule at Harvard stated that students were required to wait 20 minutes for a tardy professor before the class was officially canceled. Unafraid of going first, Alice closed her notebook, capped her pen, and slid everything into her book bag. 10:21. Long enough. As she turned to leave, she looked at the four girls who sat behind her. They all looked up at her and smiled, probably grateful to her for releasing the pressure and setting them free. She held up her wrist, displaying the time as her irrefutable data. "I don't know about you guys, but I have better things to do." She walked up the stairs and exited the auditorium through the back doors and never looked back. She sat in her office and watched the shiny rush hour traffic creep along Memorial Drive. Her hip vibrated. It was 8 a.m. She removed her BlackBerry from her baby blue bag. "Alice, answer the following questions. 1. What month is it? 2. Where do you live? 3. Where is your office? 4. When is Anna's birthday? 5. How many children do you have?" If you have trouble answering any of these, go to the file named Butterfly on your computer and follow the instructions there immediately. May, 34 Poplar Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02138. William James Hall, room 1002. September 14th, 1976. 3.